Hector pitied her now. Caressing her, he said, "Unquiet soul, do not be too distressed by thoughts of me. You know no man dispatches me into the undergloom against my fate. No mortal either can escape his fate, coward or brave man, once he comes to be. Go home. Attend to your own handiwork at loom and spindle, and command the maids to busy themselves too. As for the war, that is for men. All who were born at Ilion, to put their minds on, most of all for me." He stooped now to recover his plumed helm, as she, his dear wife, drew away, her head turned and her eyes upon him brimming tears. She made her way in haste then to the ordered house of Hector, and rejoined her maids, moving them all to weep at sight of her. In Hector's home they mourned him, living still, but not, they feared, again to leave the war, or be delivered from Achaean fury. Paris, in the meantime, had not lingered. After he buckled his bright war gear on, he ran through Troy, sure-footed with long strides. Think how a stallion fed on clover and barley, mettlesome, thundering in a stall, may snap his picket-rope and canter down a field to bathe as he would daily in the river, glorying in freedom. Head held high, with mane over his shoulders flying, his dazzling work of finely jointed knees takes him around the pasture haunts of horses. That was the way the son of Priam, Paris, ran from the height of Pergamus, his gear ablaze like the great sun, and laughed aloud. He sprinted on and quickly met his brother, who was slow to leave the place where he had discoursed with his lady. Alexandrus was first to speak. "Dear fellow," he said, "have I delayed you, kept you waiting? Have I not come at the right time as you asked?" And Hector, in his shimmering helm, replied, "My strange brother, no man with justice in him would underrate your handiwork in battle. You have a powerful arm. But you give way too easily, and lose interest, lose your will. My heart aches in me when I hear our men, who have such toil of battle on your account, talk of you with contempt. Well, come along. Some day we'll make amends for that, if ever we drive the Achaeans from Troy. If ever Zeus permit us, in our hall, to set before the gods of heaven, undying and ever young, our wine-bowl of deliverance."